So since the jinn were before us, and since they inhabited the earth before us, it brings about a question. Did they have messengers and prophets amongst them? Did they have people that were sent to them from amongst them that called them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now recognize, Allah tells us in the Qur'an, and this is established, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبَعَثَ رَسُولًا, that we never punish a people until we send a messenger to them. So that's whether they're human beings or whether they're jinn, we will not punish a people until we send a messenger to them. Now from consensus, our messengers as human beings were also their messengers. Okay, so the Prophet ﷺ is a messenger, not just to mankind, he's a messenger to the jinn. And Musa alayhi salam, clearly in the verses in Surah Al-Ahqaf and Surah Al-Jinn, Musa alayhi salam was also a messenger to the jinn as well as human beings. And so all of the prophets and all of the messengers from human beings were also messengers to the jinn. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is definitely the best of the messengers and he's the last of the messengers. So even if there were to be jinn messengers, none of them would be after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay? So that's something that's established. This is consensus. Now, the discussion and the technicalities, are there jinn prophets or messengers that were sent before Adam alayhi salam was created or even afterwards, right, so that they could properly learn their religion and so on and so forth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the argument on one side, which is no, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا رِجَالًا, except for men, we have not sent before you, except for men that we give revelation to, مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ, from the people of a town, then that is a proof for some to say that every prophet, every messenger that was sent in the past was a man, okay, was a human being. Now the response to that is رِجَالٌ مِنَ الْإِنسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِنَ الْجِنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Jinn that there are men from amongst human beings, from amongst mankind, that seek refuge in men from amongst the jinn. So Allah has established that from a linguistic perspective, there are رِجَال مِنَ الْجِنِ as well. There are men amongst jinn as well. Also, the next ayah that makes this a little, fruitful is when Allah says, يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِنْكُمْ. O assembly of jinn and man, hasn't there come to you messengers from amongst yourselves? Now, linguistically speaking, يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ, when Allah says jinn and human beings, and then He says, haven't there been messengers amongst you, linguistically speaking, that means مِنْ أَحَدِ الْجِنْسَيْنِ, which means that it could be from either species. So, if Allah just sent messengers from amongst man, it still suffices in this ayah, okay? Then you have another discussion, another ayah which is added where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا وَإِبْرَاهِيمُ وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِمَا النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابِ, that we have sent Nuh and Ibrahim and we made from their offspring prophets and books. So obviously the jinn are not from the offspring of Nuh or Ibrahim, and Nuh is the first messenger amongst mankind. So then, you know, it makes this discussion, sometimes it leans towards one opinion, which is that no, they can't have messengers. Then on the other side, they have evidence as well. The point is that there's really no concrete opinion here as to whether they had rusul in the true sense of the word, messengers and prophets or not. I mean, this discussion is covered in detail by Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, mentioning opinions here and opinions there, and they all pretty much quote the evidences that I've already mentioned here. However, it is established that Allah has sent messengers in the sense of an-nudhur, people that were sent to warn and to teach, that did not necessarily have to be prophets of God or messengers of God. So, you know, that's something that's well established, and that's something that Allah mentions, for example, in Surah Yaseen, a group of messengers, the rusul in Surah Yaseen that Allah is talking about, are not rusul, in the sense, they're not messengers in the sense of theologically being messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, they were warners and callers to their people. And Allah has definitely sent a nudhur amongst them. He sent warners and callers and messengers in that sense. And He continues to do so amongst them because again, it is the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He would not punish any group of people until a messenger reached them, whether they were human beings or even if they were jinn. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you enjoyed and benefited from this video. If you did, then please do share it. And if you'd like to follow the rest of the series, then please do click on the top box. And if you'd like to see all of the other episodes and the other videos we have to offer, then please click on the box under that. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more amazing content.